With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There was a darker side to the late John Cheever, acclaimed for his short stories and novels. In her biographical memoir, Home Before Dark, John Cheever's daughter Susan describes her father's battle with alcoholism and cancer and reveals that he was bisexual. As a storyteller, John Cheever would often tell several versions of the same tale. For example, one about the time he lived in a New York City apartment house. Here's Susan Cheever.
He used to get up in the morning and put on his one suit and his hat and go down in the elevator with all the other businessmen. And then he'd get off in the lobby, as they did, and then he'd walk down to the basement where we had a little windowless storage bin, and that's where he worked. And he'd take off his suit and his hat and work in his boxer shorts.
Susan Cheever once thought that was a funny story, but no longer.
Here he was, a man of 45. He'd been slogging away at being a writer for quite a long time, and he couldn't even afford an office with a window. He was working in a storage bin.
Susan Cheever says she did not initially intend to write a book about her father.
When my father got sick, I started writing about him to try and understand it. I mean, I think cancer is a difficult kind of thing to understand. When he died, I kept on writing about him, again, to try to understand it, to try to place the loss that I felt.
In writing about her father, Susan followed Cheever's example.
He wrote to make sense of his life, and he also often suggested to me that I write if I was upset about something. You know, he would say, well, Susie, why don't you try writing about it?
What Susan Cheever discovered as she wrote about her father wasn't always pleasant, and she learned how hard his life had been.
How difficult it was for him to keep the balance of humor and kindness that he presented to the world.
Susan Cheever's memoir, Home Before Dark, is wonderfully funny, wonderfully sad. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Susan Cheever's biographical memoir of John Cheever, Home Before Dark, reveals many painful elements in her father's life, his precarious financial situation, for example, and his homosexual feelings.
I knew at some level that my father was bisexual, but I was surprised. So, obviously, I didn't know consciously.
Despite critical acclaim for his stories and novels, the prizes and the awards, John Cheever depended on the bottle, and his alcoholism nearly destroyed his life.
In the 70s, it really caught up with him. He had a bad heart attack.
Other heart attacks followed, and the drinking intensified.
Gradually, in the early 70s, slipped into a kind of state where he didn't work much and couldn't really function.
The drinking made John Cheever paranoid and angry, but Susan says he at last entered an alcoholic rehabilitation center in Manhattan, and it changed his life.
It got him involved with Alcoholics Anonymous, which absolutely saved his life without question.
Until the end, John Cheever attended 3 or 4 AA meetings a week. After his cancer was discovered, Cheever fought back with radiation and chemotherapy.
He went through a whole series of treatments which probably didn't do him any good, but psychologically, the feeling that he had that he was doing something about his disease, that there was hope for him, was a tremendous help to him and to all of us.
John Cheever died at his home in Ossining, New York in 1982. Susan Cheever dismisses the suggestion that writing Home Before Dark was good therapy for her. If anything, it made her sadness more acute and much longer. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.